One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back, everybody, to We Didn't Read It.
Woo!
We have an announcer now.
Hey! Your announcer, everybody.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Who we got here? We got Hyde Healy here.
Julia.
Aiden. I'm Aiden.
And Emma.
Oh, wait. Who's that?
Who's this? This isn't Grace.
Holy heck.
We all wish it was Grace.
Yeah, okay. No one comment that.
You got to be related to one of us.
I feel like I'm definitely either Hyde's sister or dating him.
Yeah.
Or both.
Pretty much all of us feel that way.
Why not both?
Right?
Yeah, where are you from again?
Louisiana.
Close enough.
Close enough, yep.
Sweet.
Sweet home, Louisiana. But no, everyone, we got frickin' Emma Parsons here.
And Emma is going to be joining us from now on. She's now in the mix. She's in the mix of the rotation.
Yeah. Newest cast member.
Remember when Tommy got here and he kind of was folded in? We're folding in more.
I'm the new Tommy.
New Tommy. We got a few. Stay on your toes.
Tommy's still around.
Tommy's around.
Yeah, it's not.
I haven't seen him.
Me neither. But yeah, the next few weeks, it's going to be people. So just keep your eyes locked
and, they're all
and loaded.
Either siblings or dating.
Or dating.
But we're not going to tell you who. You got to figure it out on your own.
You guys did great with Ryan and I.
Yeah.
No, they did terrible. They all think you're the same person.
That's true, actually, yeah.
It was dating, right?
Yes.
Today is also someone's birthday.
Frick, yeah.
It is Julia's birthday.
Today,
happy birthday.
As we're shooting, is my birthday. I'm 23 years old.
Wow, everybody's racist to the comments. I have the same birthday as Julia. No, you don't.
Or you're going to be like, wait, I thought last week was your birthday. Who even cares? Why are you asking me that?
Yeah, F you.
Also, if you're wondering what you can give me for my birthday, go follow me on Instagram. Go do that right now.
Wait, is your Venmo still in your bio?
No, I removed that. Guys, I put my Venmo in my TikTok bio as a joke. And then people, instead of sending me money, requested money. And I found that hurtful.
I did it as a bit. It's my bad.
You requested money from her?
Yes.
You requested $2,000.
Yep.
No, but it said in the caption, for calling yourself a comedian.
I didn't do that part.
That was a joke. He did not do that. He didn't request any money from
me. Somebody said that.
Somebody did. And it was a man. And he did look like Hyde. I'm kidding.
Say his name and let's put his profile on the screen,
okay,
please.
We will edit in a pic. No, we won't. We will not.
If you guys got if somebody accidentally Venmo'd you $500 and then said, oh my God, I'm so sorry, wrong person, can I please have it back? What would you do?
I'd send it. Well, I'd make sure there wasn't some kind of scam that I'm not aware of, like some kind of trap.
Hyde would totally send it back.
Yeah, then I would send it back. But I would.
So, Julia, what would you do then?
I think I would send it back. Yeah, I would.
What's the hesitation though?
I would also be nervous if it was a scam, or do I know the person, or is it just a
random person
who accidentally?
Maybe
I would send it back. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm thinking about it because my first instinct is send it back, but I think you charge interest or something.
Oh, sure. You keep $20.
Well, what if you say, oh my God, I spent it?
I don't know where. Oh, where did it go?
I transferred all my money.
I don't have any.
I deleted.
I'd love to help you out.
I deleted Venmo. Shit.
Is Cash App okay?
Or they Venmo it to you and you're like, dude, oh my God, my mom's in the hospital. This is saving us right now. Thank you so much. You're such a lifesaver, man.
And then they see all your public Venmos, gas, pizza.
You make them feel so bad. Yeah.
I have all private transactions on Venmo.
Yeah, I agree. I don't understand.
I do too, but I love looking.
I just don't get it.
Who is that for?
What, why? Private?
No, public. Like, why do you
John Mulaney, bitch.
Yeah, if you have your Venmo on public or your Snapchat on public, like not on ghost mode where anyone can just see your look. I don't understand
that. That's so weird.
I love to see who's still getting dinner with like who from college. True. And who isn't inviting me. And someday when someone invites me to something, I'm going to put it on there.
I also see when certain couples Venmo each other for money, and I'm like, okay, interesting.
Well, that's how they figured out.
He's, yeah, like he's making her pay for
stuff. Yeah. Like the Bachelorette one season, that's how it, like the finale got spoiled, was because like the bachelor and like one of the contestants were like Venmoing each other for food.
Interesting.
Yep.
Or I feel like the only people I follow on Venmo are people from like high school, and so I just see their transactions, which is kind of just a blast from the past every time I open Venmo. I don't mind that. Okay with it.
Would you guys like stalk someone on Venmo if you're trying to like figure out, like, especially if you're like got like friend likes a guy or something?
I don't know, like, if I've ever stalked someone on Venmo.
Like, I haven't thought of it, but like that might be like a way to figure out if someone's like seeing someone.
Good idea. But you'd have to find out their Venmo handle.
Says sex.
Don't you need
you charge me for
because you usually the Venmo handle is very specific.
You'd be a great FBI agent. You just find everyone.
I think this is a prostitute. Mm-hmm. They charge somebody for sex. Yeah.
Every kid who's just like Venmoing their friend for like food who writes drugs.
Yeah. They arrest them.
These pants are from
are
London.
Those urban?
These are from London.
They look like my Urban Outfitters pants.
But you're not getting them. You're not getting my pants.
Then so I want them.
I'm sorry that they look like yours, but they look like mine even more.
Next episode, we're doing pantsless pod.
Ooh, what does that entail?
Whoa.
What do you, it's
I don't know
when,
if we're doing that.
What does that mean?
We have a lot of children viewers. Maybe not.
Okay, I'm doing pantsless pod, but the camera frame will be waist up.
Ooh. Okay.
There will be a second camera frame on our Patreon.
Yes.
Yes.
$600.
Yes. And it's only waist down.
Yes. That one's just waist
it's
down.
It's actually under the table.
Subtitles, but waist down podcast.
If you donate during it, you can change the angle.
Oh, is this like a fundraiser?
Yes.
Yeah. For Cars for Kids.
Who's watching the debate? Who's watching the debate tonight?
I'm very excited.
Well, okay. So again, the debate's tonight, the day we're filming. But when you see this, it will have already happened. So I bet it was crazy. Did you guys catch the debate last week?
Do you remember
week?
That one part?
Yeah, whoa. When he said that thing. Crazy. Then, he was like, she was like,
My mom, like, I went to college and I came back. And all of a sudden, she is like she just sits at the kitchen table and you start hearing her laugh. And then you get a Snapchat. And then it's just her doing like a filter on Snapchat.
That's funny.
Moms
it's very cute
have
though.
Such a fun time on yeah. Snapchat.
There should be a Snapchat for moms.
It's called Snapchat. I mean, that's what it should have been made for.
It's just filters and your children.
No, it's like Snapchat, but if you don't respond within like 3 minutes, your phone explodes.
I was going to say, as an inside joke, maybe we cut this if I change my mind, but it'd be a funny inside joke between us and our podcast viewers if you started commenting that I'm pregnant. That you heard a rumor that I'm pregnant.
If you think we can get enough people to start commenting on the videos where it becomes a rumor, that could be huge.
I was going to say, you're going to know it succeeded if you see it on like, I was going to say page 6, but something lower than that.
No, just our, we'll see.
Should we develop the story anymore? Do we know who's?
Maybe it's is one of the cast members too far? That's what they'll immediately assume.
That's going to get traction.
Yeah, no, it will never come up. You'll never hear about it again.
So when you comment, you can't say it's from the podcast.
So you're telling listeners to comment on videos like, oh, I heard Julia's pregnant.
Well, I'm saying if we want to have like a little inside joke and it's funny.
And if you're cool with that.
Is that crazy?
I don't know. I mean, if you want to make it real, like you have someone comment like, I know someone that went to high school with Julia. Apparently like she's pregnant or something. Like make it really like real.
Because I'm not. So it's like it doesn't matter to me. It's not like I'm going to become pregnant from everyone saying I'm pregnant.
The first podcast pregnancy ever.
All right, today we didn't read Sherlock Holmes. Bum-ba-da-bum.
Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes was featured in scores of books and short stories from 1887 to 1927. He's not the first detective in literature, but he created a lot of the tropes that we see today. He was written by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. And he was so popular that many people believed him to be real. So there's still today a lot of fan groups who are trying to figure out who Sherlock Holmes is. He was a consulting detective at 221B Baker Street, London. He uses observation and deductive skills to an almost fantastical degree. He knows little of current affairs, knowledge of literature, nil, knowledge of philosophy, nil, knowledge of astronomy, nil, knowledge of politics, feeble.
Samesies.
Our story begins with a study in scarlet. There's the scarlet thread of murder running through the color skein of life, and our duty is to unravel it and isolate it and expose every inch of it. Dr. Watson has returned from Afghanistan on a medical leave. He is looking for a roommate and runs into a friend who introduces him to the eccentric Sherlock Holmes. They agree to rent the Baker Street flat together, and Watson soon discovers his roommate's profession, and he's brought in to write up the first case. They go to an abandoned house where a body has been found. Inspectors Gregson and Lestrade are already there investigating. The victim is Enoch Drebber of Cleveland, Ohio, and when they move his body, they find a woman's wedding ring. The word Rache is written on one wall in red, German for revenge. As there are no visible wounds, Holmes deduces that Drebber was killed with poison, and the investigation begins.
Is that German? I don't know anything about German.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. I can see that it's blood.
Rash.
But I don't know any languages other than English.
Shoot.
I've taken it out of my mind so I can remember facts.
These are the consultants you hired?
Yes. So what is your relationship? You guys are roommates?
I'm Dr. Watson. I don't know what the hell this means.
Good
he's
Lord.
He's taking me on his trips.
You mentioned roommates. Are you looking for a roommate? I'd absolutely.
No, I am.
I'm looking for West London, £1,500 a month.
No, I am a 50-year-old man. I don't need a roommate. You guys are roommates. You
We're looking for a third roommate.
I'm a full adult. Yeah, I don't have a roommate.
Well, that's fine. That's weird that you specified.
Inflation
but
these days. You know, sometimes you gotta have a third person on the couch.
You guys have two rooms?
It's a studio.
One bed?
It's a studio.
It's a studio.
Bunk bed. Studio bunk bed.
We both sleep in the top bed and we need someone to occupy.
Maybe you should investigate how your life fell
Pull
into
out
this.
Bunk
we
bed.
Are both full adults.
We are both adults. It's and what does ratch mean? Ratch. Somebody tell me.
Somebody. You're a doctor.
I don't know. I'm not doctor language. What do you want from me? You're the detective.
I don't know anything about science or language. I just know how to look into a little thing.
A magnifying glass?
Magnifying glass.
Is this a good use of taxpayer money?
Why are you all American? What are you, from Cleveland?
He's so good at the magnifying glass.
I'm so good at I spent 30 years in Afghanistan looking at ants.
He perfected it.
Wait, so you're Dr. Watson?
No, he visited Afghanistan while I was there.
So you knew each other beforehand?
In passing, we hooked up.
In passing, we hooked up.
We hooked up briefly.
And we live together.
Now we live
and
together. It's complicated.
Right.
Okay.
It's a sort of will they, won't they. And we
do. You're roommates.
And we have many times.
I see. You're roommates.
We're roommates.
Roommates.
And we were roommates.
And they were roommates. And they are.
And as we
and
are.
And you're looking for a third.
And we're looking for a third roommate.
They're not roommates. They're gay lovers.
They're obviously lovers, right?
Yeah. Roommate. Bottom bunk.
Now, where are you from?
We don't have time for small talk here. There's a dead lady on the ground.
Have you been watching any
this
good
guy,
horses
this is
lately?
My wife, dead on the ground.
Oh, no! Good heavens.
I didn't even see that.
There's still time.
Sir, I'm so sorry, but we need you to identify the body.
I just did. That's my wife.
No!
You mean to do it again?
But what was her middle name? Was her name Rachel? Rack could spell be Rach.
Oh, it was her name.
Oh, yes,
in
it was.
In her last moments of life, she wrote her names on her name.
It
on
was
the
Rachel.
Wall.
How did you know that? Maybe I should have hired you.
And where were you at the time she was murdered? Were you
hey.
Murdering?
No, I.
Oh, I almost got him.
I was doing an interview to be their roommate.
All right. Well, if he says so.
I thought you just met them.
We had a meeting before. He's.
We pretended not to have met.
Okay.
He was embarrassed.
Yes. I was having a gay threesome with them. And then I became embarrassed because it's the 1800s.
Yes.
Now,
that's why.
This is a weird dynamic going on.
Well.
And we're saying all this in front of my dead wife. And I'm so sorry.
All right. We're going to move her body. out of this room.
Should we pick it up? What if we both just pick up the legs?
Okay, here we... Okay, now before we drag it out, I need you to identify the body.
That is it. Rachel, that's my wife. I've identified.
Rachel!
Can you be sure? She's not responding to Rachel.
Rachel, wake
Rachel.
Up!
Rachel!
Rachel, wake up!
What's German?
It is the 1800s, so there's no other way to identify a body.
Gratch.
That's her.
Crotch.
Yeah, she's giving me the silent treatment, like
Try
always.
Try other languages and see if she responds.
Vamos.
I'm out. I've got no
Vamos.
Shit.
Okay, well, how do you think
I
she
know.
Died? You don't even know she died. You're just holding her legs. How did she die? Can you tell me that much?
What do you think happened?
Why am I
That's
being
how we
so
like to start
questions.
All of our investigations. Yes.
What do you think happened? Well, you know, we need to do our research, and sometimes asking the husband is part of the research.
Okay, I feel like the thing the actual detective said, and then you guys just sort of piled on. But you can.
I've got to be honest. This American detective is kind of bumping up in the ratings in terms of the roommate race.
Roommate
Wait,
race.
You might
second.
Go with her over you.
Yeah. I didn't want it, but now that it's a competition,
yeah,
I'm kind of into it.
Why would you want her as a roommate? If
well,
oh please,
that's what was said earlier.
Hey, I wash myself
cleaner
and everyone else.
What about this young lady? What about this young lady on the
that
floor?
That is my
here?
Dead wife.
Let's pick her up.
Can
by
you
the top.
Be sure?
Okay. Yeah.
She's really heavy.
Oh, that's definitely contaminating.
She was
your
a
crime
bad.
Scene.
She was a bad roommate. Also,
is this a wedding ring?
Ooh, I wonder if she was married.
Was she married? Was she married?
She, I told her she was
married. We're
all
holding the wedding ring.
Oh my God.
Who are you?
What?
Wait, let me take out my magnifying glass.
No.
This ring, it's a wedding ring.
Oh my.
Rachel,
what a beautiful ring.
Why did I hire the freelance detective that has a roommate?
We're on Fiverr.
This is my first case for the police department too.
What?
I'm excited to be here, though.
We can call in the FBI, but
yes.
We need you to identify the body.
Oh,
what we've decided
Christ.
Is the FBI should get involved, and...
The American FBI.
We think the American FBI should fly
Great.
Over.
It's going to take six
Great.
Months.
But to get here
well,
by boat.
If I just say I killed her, could we all just shut up?
Well, you don't want to say that because that would be very bad.
But they would get you all to leave. It'd
speaking
be
to the magnifying glass,
speaking
please.
To the...
stop.
Speaking to
we're all holding one.
Okay, is my eye look really big and funny?
Yes.
I killed her.
But if you,
I don't.
Right.
I don't believe you.
Another mystery solved.
Mystery.
Wait. If you really killed her, who is she?
Before we go to the next story, a couple of things I'd like to note about Sherlock. First, he seemed to consider love a waste of time, though in a few instances he exposed how much he cared about Watson.
That's so cute.
Two, he once said women are never to be entirely trusted, not the best of them. And that's true. That's good, accurate advice.
Wait, he said women should not be trusted?
And then Aaron just added, that's true at the end of that? What?
Honestly, yeah. Totally get it.
Hey.
Don't believe okay. a word I say. Don't believe a word I say. I'm crazy.
And three, he liked a 7% solution, of course, referring to his preferred concoction of cocaine.
Wait, I'm so sorry. Say that one more time. He did cocaine?
Loved the cocaine.
Loved the cocaine. Cocaine. Do you guys ever have trouble sleeping?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm always really hot in bed.
You're hot?
Yes. Not because of my mattress, but because of all the terrible things I've done in my past.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
I hate
it. Keeps you up at night?
Yes.
If you're anything like Hyde, the rest of us, you can't sleep because you've done some bad things, okay? And we have a product for you, okay? Ghost bed.
It's not just for people that have done terrible things.
No. This is for people with generally who want comfortable sleep.
If you have skeletons in your closet, you're going to want ghosts in your bed.
If you're due for a mattress upgrade, let us introduce you to our sponsor for this episode, Ghost Bed.
They have 20 years of experience making high-end mattresses, and they know what they're freaking doing.
I mean, the big thing is they have cooling systems in the mattress. That's huge because 60% of American adults do not get sleep because of heat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ghost Bed technology responds to your body temperature. How crazy is that?
Crazy enough, in my opinion, to use code READIT for 50% off at Ghost Bed.
Try it out for yourself with GhostBed's 101-night sleep trial so you get more than 3 months to make sure your mattress is the right fit. And if it's not, your return is free. How about that?
You can learn more at GhostBed.com, and our listeners get a special discount of 50% off site-wide. Just go to GhostBed.com/readit and use code READIT at checkout.
So with GhostBed's fast and free shipping, you can be sleeping better by next week. So again, go to GhostBed.com/readit and use the code READIT for 50% off.
Thank you, GhostBed.
Thanks, GhostBed.
The Hound of the Baskervilles. The investigation into the mystical, malevolent demon hound haunting the moors of Dartmoor. A legend has long haunted the Baskerville family. Their ancestor kidnapped a farmer's daughter and was killed by a demonic hound that has haunted the Baskervilles ever since. A town doctor asks for Holmes' help in investigating the death of his friend Sir Charles Baskerville, who was found dead with a look of agony on his face, said to be from cardiac arrest, but the doctor saw large dog prints near his body. Baskerville Hall is old and creepy, and the only ones living there are Sir Henry, the deceased's heir, and nephew, and the housekeeper and butler. They hear a convicted murderer has escaped jail, and now he's loose on the moor at the same time the demon hound hunts. They must discover whether Sir Charles was murdered or struck down by the curse.
He does not look good.
All right, we are standing outside of the building, Watson. Let's now enter.
Okay.
You got a little ahead of yourself. That's okay. Compose yourself before we get in. Are you ready?
I hear crying.
Hello. Watson, Holmes, I'm the doctor.
Hello?
Another hey. Doctor.
Hello, I am Dr. Watson.
What are you a doctor of?
Tone that down a little.
Okay, yeah.
All right, sorry, listen I got excited. Client.
This is my dog.
Ruff, I didn't do it.
The dog didn't do it. Another mystery solved.
Another
goodbye.
Another mystery solved.
Sorry. Paid you £500, so please come back.
Sorry.
Sorry. Right continue.
Back. Anyway.
But I think I know who did.
Oh. That's always a clue.
Also, I have a talking dog. If you guys want to start a kind of mystery team later on with my talking dog, feel free.
Oh, should we get some women?
Yes.
We don't trust them.
Invest in my Bitcoin.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
This dog's always talking about Bitcoin and Dogecoin and crypto.
Dogecoin.
And NVIDIA.
Oh, is that like a dog-themed currency?
You can get in now for only $5.
All right, don't listen to the dog.
Oh.
Don't
Where's
listen. Another American.
The body?
Right there, as you can see, he has a face of agony.
He looks really bad.
Looks very bad.
Oh my God, I'm going to throw up.
Can anybody identify the body?
I can.
Oh, who is it?
It's Sir Jonathan Riddles.
Oh, good. Now the dog is talking normally now. That's good.
No,
that
I'm his
help.
Boy sidekick.
Oh, you look dog-like. Forgive me.
I'm his boy sidekick.
Adults? Okay.
It's platonic.
Right. Well, we've all been there.
Haven't we?
We all have a platonic boy sidekick
That's
that
me.
We live with in the top bunk with nobody
yeah,
on
them.
The bottom bunk.
Tell them. Who's this guy? Sir Jonathan Riddles.
Yes, Sir Jonathan Riddles.
I think it could have been a demon.
Why?
I don't know. He looks upset.
You think it's something that isn't
Doesn't
real?
Doesn't he look upset? He looks pretty, you know, down in the dumps about it.
Does anybody have my magnifying glass?
Where was it?
We gotta find this demon.
Okay. Oh, good heavens. This is Sir Jonathan Riddles.
Oh. Mm.
Yes.
It also either demon or I'll say, dare I say, murderer? What?
Right. Okay, thank you, Watson. Would you mind stepping outside now?
I'm going to take a break.
Oh, thank you so much.
I think maybe a dog did it. I'm just going to put that out there and not provide any supporting evidence.
Do you see it? He looks like he has a giant stab
take
wound in his neck.
Take this wet magnifying glass.
Holmes, can I come back in?
Don't call me Sholmes outside the house. You know that's our,
Show
that's
me.
Our private nickname.
Show me. Can I come back in?
Dotson, you may not.
Okay, I'm gonna take another break.
Uh-huh. could you get the concoction solution from my bag, please?
Yes. Okay, show me.
What's going on here?
Don't you have nicknames with your best friends?
He asked me to call him Dad, Father.
Are Is you that your son? That?
No, because I feel like I'm a father figure to him.
Right.
Right.
And right.
What do you? You haven't asked me what I call him.
What do you call him?
What do you call me?
Toy.
Right. Well, that's.
I'm his boy toy.
Why did you want us to know that so badly?
He's just teaching me stuff.
Right.
What does he teach you?
It's usual. About the human body.
What a ball bag looks like.
For detectiving.
Right. It's
what it looks like in agony.
You want your concoction, Sholmes? Here's your concoction.
Not in the client's
home. I'm sorry.
Home.
Dr. Holmes, here's your...
Not a doctor.
Holmes, here's your concoction.
Thank you, Watson.
You are welcome, sir. I respect you.
Right, back in the car.
Professionally.
Back in the horse.
I mean, get back in the car.
Yes, okay.
Why can't we have that?
Can I get anything for you? Can I give you anything?
Yes.
I'll go. What do you want? What do you want?
These guys are fucking weird.
Guys are insane. They're only paying me 500 pounds. My usual rate is like 2,000.
What do you want?
Dairy Queen.
Okay, I'll be right back.
I should send you on more intern runs.
I thought I was done with those.
Don't anything.
Could you get a Blizzard, but can you make sure they do the thing where they flip it upside down?
Yeah. What flavor do you want?
I would like Butterfinger.
Regular. Okay, cool.
Do you want anything? Ah, just kidding. That's the dead body.
Oh, he's on fire.
He doesn't want anything.
Whoa.
Holy hell.
The dead body just texted me. It's order.
What?
It's Dairy Queen order.
Oh, what does it want?
It's so annoying. It says, so sorry if this is annoying, and if not, no worries, but I'm gluten-free, so can you get me a cheeseburger? No cheese. Could have just said hamburger. Lettuce.
Probably no bun,
that's
right?
Annoying.
Could you mind? Is that fine?
This guy's a real buzzkill.
Yeah.
God. Oh. Okay, delete.
God damn, it's so hard.
Okay, we need some evidence.
We gotta find this murderer.
Where should we go? Where should we look?
So here's what we know so far.
What do we know?
He discovered my relationship with this boy, and then later he just died.
Well, that doesn't seem odd at all.
Mystery solved.
Mystery
I'm going back to the car.
He died from a broken heart.
We've all been there. Okay, I need a break.
Okay, you take a break. I'll handle
back.
This one.
There are many Sherlock Holmes adaptions. There's the BBC one, there's that one with Grand Moff Tarkin, there's the Robert Downey Jr. one. But by far, the most creepy and insane one is the Academy Award nominated Young Sherlock Holmes, directed by the same man who directed Rain Man and Good Morning Vietnam, and also Steven Spielberg produced. And in it, Holmes and Watson meet as teenagers to solve a mystery at their boarding school. A hooded figure keeps blow-darting people with thorns, which cause intense hallucinations and several deaths. With the help of an eccentric professor and a girl, Elizabeth, they have to find out who is blow-darting people.
Oh, hey, Holmes, Watson.
What's
Hi.
Up?
Yeah, bro, what's up? What's going on? So we got a call that there's this shady figure blowing people and the people are...
Well, he's not blowing people. Whoa, he's not blowing... He's blowing darts into people.
Right.
Ow!
Ow!
Oh, my God, whoa. Someone literally just blow darted me!
I'm going to take that right out of your neck right now. Don't
Wait,
even
can
worry
you,
about
can
it.
You just... Keep- Okay, do it quick. Do it quick.
It's so gross.
Oh my God.
It's really gross. You don't have to. Wait, you don't have to. That's really gross. You know, it's really gross.
Is it better if I turn around?
No, yeah, you turn around. Ew. Okay, wait.
I will never
do that. I'm not
going to
do it.
Okay, we'll just leave it there.
I'm sorry.
I think it's actually, it's going to stay there.
Because, you know, they say you shouldn't pull out things.
Oh, it looks great.
No, they say pulling out is bad.
When you pull out something that's in your body, it could start bleeding. So we should just leave it in.
Yeah.
And you're going to hallucinate a tiny
little bit. That's how I got my girlfriend pregnant. Okay.
Hey, yo.
That's why.
Wait, you said I'm going to start what?
You might hallucinate a little bit or die. One or the other.
Yes. She did say she saw you guys kissing behind the gym.
No,
that's not true. We don't do that.
That's a hallucination?
That's a crazy hallucination.
Did you say I might die?
You might.
Like we move.
But you didn't see us kiss.
I think that was before she got hit with the dart, though.
God, it's so gross in your neck. I don't want to look at it. Can you turn around, please? I don't want to see that.
Do you see who did it?
If you hear anybody talking about rumblings of us kissing, it was they got shot in the neck.
And they should be shot immediately.
And they should.
Because they should die.
Who's doing it? Who's blow darting people?
They weren't even kissing. They were just tenderly staring at each other in the eye. It was super weird.
That's crazy.
Did I say something just now?
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear anything. I think you might have just been hallucinating.
Anyway, I'm the principal. So
Principal.
We don't have the budget to hire the police or anything, even though they don't cost money, but now they do.
But you just want us?
So I'm just going to put you guys, you teenagers,
Perfect.
On the case.
We're the detective club. We started it.
That's
it's
great.
Just the two of us.
Right. People are getting hit with darts.
Can I maybe get a medical professional here?
That's disgusting.
No.
I'm the school nurse. I'm here to take your dart out.
Oh, we got the school nurse.
Okay. I heard you got blow darted. It's been a really big problem lately.
I did. Are you going to... What about the bleeding when you take it out?
The bleeding.
What about the hallucinating?
It's going to profusely bleed.
Are you going to stop it?
No.
Oh.
But I'm gonna take it out.
Okay.
To try and stop the death from coming closer.
This is the top student in the nurse's club.
Yes, I am not. Okay.
She is younger than you.
And it's out.
Oh my God, that hurt more.
That's so much
what
blood.
What the fuck?
Her blood is like dark. It's black.
Oh. Holy cow.
That's disgusting. Put it back in. That's so gross.
Like this is live.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's much better. That wasn't. Okay, good,
I plugged
good.
It.
Different hole. Wrong hole.
Oh
wrong
my God.
Hole.
I put it in her
hole.
Ear.
Oh.
Shit.
Right. Do you have any adults employed at this school in any capacity?
They're all teaching, mathematics and studies.
Oh, I hate that. It's so not worth the time. Ugh. Where are the other murderers?
He's so
mysteries?
Free.
You guys are the detectives. You haven't asked her a single question.
You guys also seeing claymation right now?
Oh.
Maybe.
Yes.
You guys look good.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Well,
did you happen to get any view at all of the person who did it? Did you see anything?
I couldn't see their face, but I saw them rounding a corner in a hooded cloak.
Hooded cloak.
And good. Timberland boots.
Oh.
See, that's why we should have a no hats, no hoods rule in this school. I've been saying
that.
Yeah,
put it in
years.
The comment box, okay? Put it in the comment box. We'll get
suggestion.
To it.
Suggestion. Yeah.
You want a vending machine? You want no hood, no cloaks? You want half day on pizza Friday?
I mean, people
half
would
day.
Be more, students are will be more productive if they feel like they have a fun environment.
And also, no blow darts in school. Why is that not?
That should be one of the rules.
There's no blow darts at school. No, there are blow darts allowed. So if a student comes and wants to hurt people with a blow dart, then a good student with a blow dart will stop the bad student with the blow dart.
No, you know I just saying? Did it. Just let me touch your face and I'll be okay.
Okay.
Well, we should probably revert. We should probably really get going
your hand
on
this. Very feels weird.
I think it'll cure me if I can just put one finger in your mouth.
Okay.
This is an audio platform.
Let her put a finger
I'm
in
an
your
adult
mouth.
And you are a student.
Do you feel how clammy my hand is?
I do. I didn't want to say
it. For the sake of
it.
The case, let her put her finger in your mouth. Nobody's looking.
I am 48 years old. She's 12.
Hand me my
wait,
magnifying
I think
glass,
we should
please.
Take a vote.
Thank you. Here's okay. Nobody's
glass?
Looking. Put a finger in her mouth. Your mouth.
It's okay. I'll just keep a hand on him to make sure he's here.
All right. Well, we should get to our case.
No.
Oh, okay. So wait. So is everyone? Is everyone? Everyone's dead. Is nobody in the hallway?
Okay.
They did it.
Oh, you were looking. Hallucination.
Yes,
it was a hallucination.
Wait. Because I saw them kissing.
No, you didn't.
Oh, and
most,
I saw weirder stuff
I mean,
too.
You saw nothing.
You saw.
So that was all hallucination.
It was just standing there
oh,
with a finger
doing?
In each other's mouth.
Oh, well, that wasn't us. That was
wait, it was a hallucination? Your penis looked really big. That was a hallucination?
That's
no.
fake. No, it was
well,
not.
No. Let me tell you, this guy's okay. Mystery solved.
This guy's all right.
No poison in these darts.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, God.
Holy hell. Love him.
This dart it would
make
is
a joke
ready
about
to
my
be
penis.
Blown.
Yup. And I'm going to be there. Let's, what?
I.
Who said?
I got to get to class.
Holmes has been tracking the criminal mastermind Moriarty and his organization's crimes for months. As he gets closer to giving the police evidence for their arrest, he survives multiple murder attempts. Holmes and Watson flee London and make it to Reichenbach Falls in Switzerland. Watson receives a letter from a young boy to meet a patient in town, just as Moriarty meets Holmes at the cliff's ledge, high up above the waterfall.
Holmes, I'm going to go see this patient. I'll see you later.
Okay, I'm not going to bring my harness or parachute. I'm not going to bring my parachute either.
Tour starting.
Okay, should we hop in? Is it free?
Free, but donations are appreciated.
Okay, so
right,
it's free.
Cool.
It's free.
Yeah.
Sir, may I join the tour late?
Yes, what is your name?
Morty.
Morty?
Morty. Morty Cup Table.
You look very evil.
His fake name is just
that
his name.
That is prejudice.
Okay.
And evil-looking people won't stand for it anymore.
Well, I'm sorry. You're right. That was
just
because you're hunched over and
let's
you have a cloak.
Let's move on and continue with the tour.
Should we join the tour for the hell of it?
I mean, it kind of looks fun. And I did have a patient to go see, but I'd rather hang with you. Let's go. I'd rather do a mountain tour. I mean, we've never been on vacation together.
Oh, and then
so.
Can we hang after?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, we can hang after.
Do you want to stay home if you're just going to bicker?
No,
please.
You can't stay home.
Oh, no, we're going to
do
the tour.
Do you know them?
No, I don't. They're new strangers to me, but I find them wildly attractive.
Oh. Hmm. All
right. Right.
Well, before we start this, I'd like to tell a story about how this waterfall, I have a personal relationship I have with this waterfall.
What kind of relationship? What do you do? What's the waterfall mean to you?
So I was born in 1801, right? And I was born in New South Wales. And my father would take me to this waterfall.
Continue.
And he would take me there and he'd say, I really want to push your mother off this.
Mm.
And I would say, why? That she's our mother. And then he would say, you'll understand when you're older. And then I got older and now I have a wife. And I understand. All right.
Is that how the tour begins every time?
Yep. Donations are appreciated.
Could you say that one more time? I'm just going to bring this magnifying glass.
I understand what my father said. I would never do it. I just get it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Now, yeah. What's a safe distance to stand from the cliff's edge, would you say? What distance would you say where it would make someone like easily fall if something happened?
Like right here? I'm moving Sherlock. Is this a safe distance?
Wait.
Yes. Let's
I think
use Sherlock
might...
as the
Wait,
example.
Can you show me again? I wasn't looking.
Right here. Is this a safe distance?
Don't touch me like
sorry,
that.
I'm sorry.
Let me stand alone on the edge of this cliff. Don't touch me and support and embrace me safely.
That's the spirit. That's
Sherlock
what this cliff
Holmes.
Is for being mean to your significant other.
Well, we are just partners. This is my boy sidekick. Are you crying? Oh, please.
Hey, you know what you should do?
I'm sorry.
You should push him.
I don't want to
push him.
Buddy.
If he really loved you, he wouldn't let you push him.
Why'd you yell at me?
If you want, we can solve a mystery when we get home.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to do that?
Yeah,
okay.
We can do that. Okay,
and you
want to
hang out?
Can we hang out after?
Yes,
okay,
we can
I'm back
out.
In.
I don't understand you guys. We don't understand what this relationship
Go
is.
Do the tour, man. We're here to do the tour.
Don't
Such
put this back
moment.
On me. You were just crying for
if
5 minutes.
If you want a donation, man, you're not looking good right
pay
now.
Pay what
man.
You will.
Back to the
actually,
tour.
It's pay what you will. I've changed it. It's pay what you can.
Yeah, well, that's the same
that
thing.
That is
that's
the same
thing. It's free. That's free to free.
You can pay nothing. So you're
I'm paying nothing. Let me tell you. If
you're the most popular freaking detective in all of England. You're going to pay me nothing? Yeah, I know you are.
Most popular,
oh,
for sure.
Oh, are you Sherlock Holmes? Mm. The Sherlock Holmes?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's smoking the pipe. He has a magnifying glass. He has the hat. Yes,
you're very clearly my nemesis.
No, I'm not your nemesis. Don't you see this fake real mustache?
You have a mustache in real life.
I don't know if it's him. He's got that mustache. Yeah,
he has an evil villain handlebar mustache.
He has an incredibly attractive handlebar mustache.
You can't put a fake mustache over a real mustache. Like, I can see the real one peeking out.
Just because I have two different colors of mustache hair. Mm. One on top of the other.
All right. I'm not buying it.
Here. We can make up. I will take your apology. Just take a picture with me.
Oh, I'll take it.
This is going to take like 15 minutes. We have to stand
no.
perfectly still. We have to get
Let
one of those booths.
Crank
We're
it up.
Yep. Oh,
just right over here.
Well
right over
might
here.
Might as well do a painting.
A little closer.
Any of those caricature
don't
guys?
Fall.
Oh, you look good. Wait, let me fix your hair. Right. No,
don't touch me like that, Watson.
I'm sorry.
Are you kidding
me?
We're not solving a mystery when we get home, and we're not
okay,
hanging.
I think this is a bad time. I'm going to pass around this QR code if you could take a survey.
I don't know what to do
Damn,
with that.
I was
that.
So close.
I don't even know half the letters in QR.
Wait, did you take the picture?
Which one? Q or R?
You take a guess.
Okay.
I've blow darted him, and he's falling off
no!
the cliff.
Oh, I
no!
got the picture. Two, got it.
Oh, action shot. Oh, no. Help, save
no!
me.
The
no.
boy did it. He fell for a few seconds.
It's your last time.
I'm all good. Don't touch me, Watson. Oh, no. I should have let you touch me.
Admit
no.
you love each other.
I should have touched him. He dead. Told me not to touch him.
Mystery solved. I died.
He solved his own mystery on his way down. Anyway, can we get a recap?
According to you guys, Holmes and Watson are roommates looking for a third. Someone to take the bottom bunk. And Holmes and Watson are at a murder scene and find it odd that the body won't respond to Rachel. Then Holmes and Watson go to investigate a murder at Baskerville Hall and encounter a talking dog. Watson's sure the deceased was murdered by a demon, but then Holmes and Watson reveal their cute nicknames for each other, Sholmes and Dotson. Everyone orders DQ, the body orders a gluten-free burger. Next, the principal asks teenage Holmes and Watson to investigate a blow-darting spree. The top student in the nursing club helps to remove people's darts. Then, when Holmes and Watson flee London and Dr. Moriarty, they decide to do a mountain tour together. The tour guide tells of his personal connection to the waterfall, which is that both he and his father would like to push their wives off of it. Moriarty shows up with a fake mustache over their real mustache, and Holmes goes splat.
That was Sherlock Holmes.
And that was, we didn't read Sherlock Holmes.
And that's what happens in it.
And that's what happens.
And that's what happens, and that's what always happens.
And they
happen.
Were just roommates.
And they were roommates. They were
which just, could mean nothing.
Well, Sherlock Holmes, what I remember about the Sherlock Holmes movie is it a really badass scene where he like, where Robert Downey Jr. like says what's going to happen in the fight. He's like, I'm going to throw a punch, and then he's going to duck, and then I'm going to kick him in the nuts, and then he's going to grab him, and then I'm going to kiss him, whatever. And then that's exactly how it happens.
I would love if it was like instantly, like he just throws a punch and goes down. And like the movie ends, they're like, this guy is full of shit.
Like, oh, this guy sucks. Yeah. That'd be funny. But that's a famous scene from the movie.
I've never seen it. I would watch the Robert Downey Jr. one.
It's really good.
See, I don't think it's as good as the other versions.
There was two.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like the middle of the Robert Renaissance. The Robert Downey Jr. Renaissance or whatever.
All right. Well, I think that was We Didn't Read It, Sherlock Holmes. Follow us on American High Shorts, College Life, Barely Adult, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. And follow our personals if you feel like it.
Should we say our personals? Like we always say follow our personals, but never say what they are.
Mine is Julie. Well, mine are all different, which is a bad thing to have. But my Instagram is Julia_ my last name, DeCesare. You know it.
AP Mitchell.
YouTube and Instagram are Hyde Healy. TikTok, Hyde Yo Wife. Hyde.yo.wife.
That's cute. I'm Emma C. Parsons on Instagram.
What's the C?
Claire.
Nice.
All right.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
ChumbaCasino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.